Hello. Today we're going to do a meditation that hopefully will help you be able to accept what's going on and be able to go beyond the immediate fear, anxiety, and panic that seems to be surrounding us. Meditation is a way of getting closer to the inner self. And our meditation today will focus on being able to help you connect deeper with your heart chakra, as well as connect with all the things the heart represents. To begin, please take your hands together and with the thumbs bow, touching the middle of the forehead. This is the consecration of you to what is within you, as well as what is above you. Bring the hands and the thumbs down as you bow at the middle of the forehead. Let the hands come down, palms together, slowly, very slowly, feeling everything to where the heart is. At this point, make the connection with the heart. You can touch the thumbs to the heart if you like and bow again. And from there, bring the hands down right above the navel. Touch the thumbs to the navel. And then let your hands come palm up on your thighs. Rest them on the thighs. Now at this point, you want to be able to take a big breath and really focus. Let that energy, that breathing connect right down to the solar plexus, to the belly button and a couple of inches below. That deepened sense of breathing will give you access to your reserves as well as oxygen and energy that can help you feel more connected in the body. And over time, through our meditation, connecting deeper with the body, mind, and spirit. So let's take three breaths in through the nose. Allow the energy to travel down through the lung to the solar plexus to a couple of inches below. Hold the breath for a minute and then release slowly. And let's breathe in one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold the breath. Release the breath more slowly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Breathe in one more time slowly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Release the breath more slowly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And one more time, breathe in through the nose. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if you like, breathe out through the mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And let's try again one more time. Breathe in through the nose. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And more slowly through the mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You can continue with this breathing. It is a form of activated breathing, and it will reset the whole system and relax what has in many ways been overactivated with anxiety and stress. As we focus on the breath, continue to connect with the breathing. You may continue the breathing we just did, if you like. But whatever you decide, continue to breathe and continue to focus now, energetically, visually, on the heart. The heart is the centerpiece of the human system, known as the heart chakra. Chakra being energy centers in the body. When we focus on the heart, we are betwixt and between the lower world and the higher world. The lower world being about survival, pleasure, power, the world, the heart chakra, negotiating between that world and the higher world, self-expression, vision, being able to come together as one. As we focus on the heart, continue to breathe, let your mind go, let the energy unlock. Let yourself feel you are here in the body, in the spirit, flowing with the energy, body, mind, and spirit, all together. We are here to connect with each other, with ourselves, with the unknown. When we focus on the heart, sometimes we might feel a pain, a contraction, a hardness, hard to get to the heart. If you experience that, stay with the breathing. Go past any judgment or chatter or critique internally. Just be able to breathe into the heart, if you like, into the solar plexus, a couple of inches below the solar plexus. But more importantly, keep the focus of your energy, of your mind, of your spirit, of your visualization on the heart. The heart is the coming together of male and female, father and mother, masculine and feminine energy. The heart is what makes everything united. Rather than separate, oppose, compete, get into top dog, bottom dog, get into besting everyone, or feeling undone by everything that exists. If we focus on the heart, we bring all the experience together. We bring the fear of survival, the anxiety about being able to feel comfortable and safe, confusion about where power lies. All those questions, in a sense, fall by the wayside when you can focus on the heart and allow the heart energy to vibrate, to pulsate, to radiate past all of the fear. Heart chakra is the quality of accepting. Accepting life as it is, conditions as they are, situations, even if they're not to your liking, as it is. The heart is the quality of accepting what is. Not fighting, not reacting, not negating, not running away, not denying, not repressing. Rather than moving away from a reaction, it's moving into, moving toward, accepting what is. As we focus on the heart, you might feel a little bit of an expansion. Allow that feeling to continue. The breathing, the connection, the energy syncs up with the heart. The heart is a higher vibration. Heart, quite simply, is love, being able to accept what is, without wondering, without wishing, without resenting, without anger. Heart allows, heart accepts, heart is what is. As we continue to focus on the heart chakra, focus on where you can connect, where you can unite with your family, with your friends, with your coworkers, with the people in your life, people that help, people that serve you, people that are there for you. Continue to focus on all the many connections in your world. Focus on connecting rather than separating. Focus on strength rather than fear. Allow uniting, coming together, rather than running or splitting or moving away. Although there might be a form of distancing physically, there is a connection heart-wise. Keep the connection to the heart. Keep the connection to accepting. Keep the connection to uniting. We are all in this together, without trying to supersede, be better, get more, be on top, have more power. Let's focus on the quality of the heart. I and thou are one. Whatever is in your life is a reflection of an aspect of you. The heart focuses, allows us to perceive, gives us the wherewithal to experience everything in life from the closest to the furthest as a reflection. Your family is a reflection of you. Your job is a reflection of you. Your friendships are a reflection of you. Even your house, your apartment where you live, is a reflection of you. Even if there's something that you don't like, it's minor, it's not beautiful, it's not perfect. Whatever is in your life that is perfect and imperfect, it's perfect in its reflection of where you are. So too, what is going on in our life reflects a certain aspect of separation, separating, distancing, something that can come and take over everybody, no matter where you are, in the social chain, the fiscal chain, the position in life chain, whatever hierarchy you espouse. We're all in this together. And here we have a condition that inspires us to look at the fact that we have to come together, pull together, work together in order to survive. The physical reality comes from the emotional separation. To focus on emotionally being able to come together and bring yourself together in the heart, all the things done and undone, all the conditions, work, business, relationships, done and undone. All what has been successful and difficult. All that has existed the way you wanted it to and existed the way you didn't want it to. Everything in life, rather than view it as either or, view it as and. I and thou together. I and my heart, myself and my family, myself and my beloved, myself and my friends, myself and my group, myself and my community, myself and my work life. Rather than look at what separates, stick with what unites, what is common to us all, what brings things together, not apart. To focus on the heart allows a certain kind of love. Love can exist romantically, and love can exist energetically. Love is the acceptance of what is beautiful and not beautiful, challenging and not challenging, difficult and not difficult, activating and not activating, expanding and not expanding. Love is accepting it all, not focusing on one side, not focusing on the opposite, but being able to focus on the unity, on the middle, on the whole, on bringing it all together. If you have difficulty in your life, in any area, a decision, things not as you want them to be, maybe your status in life, your health, your emotional nature, the person you're with, something you have to deal with physically, rather than fight the energy, accept it. Acceptance is an activating principle. It is dynamic, not resigning, not in some sense surrendering, not passively just taking it. The heart chakra sits above the solar plexus. The heart, love above power. Self, in the sense of the extreme awakening of the inner self, above ego. To focus on the heart allows all those smaller instincts, petty selves, smaller selves, to go beyond it, to go above it, to open the heart to the self wherever you've been wounded, unloved, unseen, unrecognized, disrespected, rather than focus on the event that hurt you. Focus on accepting it, and if you can, forgiving whatever or whomever you experienced as hurting you. From the heart's perspective, it is another reflection of you reflecting you, a part of you that was acting against you, a part of you that was disrespecting you, a part of you that was not listening to you. Heart chakra allows a complete expansion beyond what holds you back, what limits you, what controls you, what you fear. Rather than going toward fear, we go toward strength. Rather than going to shutting down, we go to courage, continuing on. Rather than collapsing into a puddle of negativity, of all that's bad, of all that's lost, of all that could happen, we focus on the strength we have within and what the self can do. The self and integration of all the parts of you, male, female, father, mother, yang and yin energy, outer and inner energy, to be able to trust the self, to trust your heart, to trust that you will find the way, to be able to trust your guidance, to not feel that you have to overdo, overperform, overreact, overprotect, but to allow the heart to be enough, love enough, give enough, receive enough, experience enough to allow the heart to lead, to allow the heart to guide, to allow the heart to counsel, to allow the heart to be the center. Let's continue to focus on the heart now. And I'm going to play the Tibetan singing bowl that has an influence, resonates, inspires, activates the heart. So as I focus on the Tibetan singing bowl, playing it, you continue to feel the energy in your heart. Now continue to focus on the heart and feel a little bit of the expansion you are experiencing from when we began. This expansion can continue and keep on expanding infinitely. The heart allows that connection with the infinite expansion into the universe. To be able to experience this moment and all the moments fanning out in a continued connection of energy, of sound, of light. To know that peace in the heart overcomes panic. Peace in the mind overcomes anxiety. Peace in the being overcomes fear that controls every action. To at this moment feel the connection to all that matters, that is important, that is sacred in your life. To be able to feel peace in the heart, in the mind, in the being. To allow that recentering to help you be able to walk in the world with strength, with courage, and with peace. Please now bow with the thumbs in the middle of the forehead. And as a little invocation, put the hand above your head, palm facing into you, and bring the hand down very slowly in a line from above the head, very slowly. Feel your way. Allow all the energy we activated to act as a protective shield, an energizing current, an aspect that helps expand the immune system, that helps the heart open so the thymus, which is behind the heart, can do its work of immunological help on the physical plane. Everything, remember, everything is connected. The more you connect, the more you are connected to your body, your emotions, your mind, and your spirit. Let the hand come down. Feel every energy as it's flowing and floating a little bit outside of your body. Let the energy of the hand wash your whole system in the light of protection, of peace, of love, and of acceptance. Now, one more time, please bow with the hand together from the heart. Thank you. Thank yourself. Thank all that is above and below that we are a part of, to be able to connect with it all. Very slowly now, please open your eyes very slowly and perhaps come back to the world a little bit brighter, brighter and more connected. Thank you. Thank you so much.